Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hi, I'm just returning a missed call.
Oh, yeah, could I just get your name real quick?
Sure, it's Amy.
Okay, Amy, and then what business were you calling from, too?
I'm calling from InPipe.
You said Insight?
InPipe.
InPipe? Okay, yeah. Yeah, it looks like I was just calling to let you know we had you pre-approved for some working capital and equipment financing, so you know, I was just trying to touch base and see what plans you might have coming up.
Well, I'm looking at a piece of replacement CNC machine right now.
Okay, you said replacing one?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was a CNC machine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much, do you know how much that might run you for?
I think the vendor said it's going to be like 120.
Okay, 120, and you said that was a new one too, right?
Yeah, it's a new one replacing my old one.
Okay, so, you know, that new one's going to be more productive than that old one, probably, obviously.
Yeah, well, the old one is just, it's breaking down, so.
Just a little outdated then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, you know, what were you going to use that CNC machine for?
Wait, hold on. What's up? You need it too? Okay, cool. I can do that, yeah. Sorry, what was that?
I was just asking what were you going to use the CNC machine for?
Oh, it's a... We're a cabinet builder, so CNC machine that I'm buying, it basically cuts the wood. Basically, I'm able to program it to make designs, so that's basically what the CNC is for.
Oh, nice. So, sounds like you guys will probably be getting a bigger turn back on that then, right?
Well, I mean, it's just the other one's breaking, that's all.
Okay.
It's more return, it's just more, I'm just replacing a broken thing.
Yeah, more productivity kind of then?
Yeah, well, yeah, basically, I guess. I can't do anything until I get this piece, basically, because the other one's broken.
Yeah, so it sounds like you need it pretty soon then, right?
Mm-hmm.
When were you looking to bring this on by? Do you have, like, a deadline, or?
Well, the vendor said I have to, like, I'm getting a really good discount right now from the vendor. You know, another cabinet maker went out of the business, so, so this piece, they said that I gotta get it, everything done by, the, like, 2 weeks or something.
Okay, so that's coming up pretty soon then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then who's the vendor, too?
It's All-Star.
Okay, have you worked with them before?
Yeah, the last one, the one I'm replacing right now, the one that broke, was also from them.
Okay, did you guys do that a while ago?
Yeah, we bought it when we first opened the open shop, like 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah, that's what I had my filing information down. Do you guys do that with OnStar 2, you said, right? That was 2014? Is that the equipment that you guys got with them?
Oh, yeah, you mean like my... Where are you getting that information from?
It's a UCC filing info that you have with some, you know, past credit history you guys had with that OnStar, so just making sure that was the right one.
But yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, how do you like working with them too? Was you know, how was your past experience? Was it pretty good or?
Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, they're in great customer service, and you know, the shipping wasn't too bad.
That's good too. You said you had a quote with them too as well, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and then do they offer financing with them too, or?
Sorry.
Does OnStar, do they offer in-house financing with them?
With who?
With OnStar, the vendor.
Wait, so you're saying, does OnStar offer OnStar financing?
No, I was asking if they offer in-house financing with them or no.
Oh, yeah, they do offer it.
Okay. So, yeah, and then, you know, just to get a little better idea of your business, too, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year we did about $1 million. This year we're tracking, it hasn't been too good, so it's about 750.
Why is that? Is it just kind of a slow year for you guys, or, you know, what do you credit to that?
It's just the economy, you know, it's the way it is. There's a big bubble right now, it's about a crash.
Yeah, about to pop, right?
Yeah, it's about a, you know, it's about a... Everything's going to go to shit. The recession's going to be worse than a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot lately, too, actually. Kind of surprising, but you said you've been in business for 2 years. Was that right? Did you guys start in 2014, or was that just when you got that machine?
No, 2 years ago. That's time of business.
Okay, cool. And then are you the 100% owner out there too, Amy? Or?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, nice. So how's business been since you've been running it out there? Have you, you know, enjoyed running it by yourself? Or?
Well, I mean, you got a good team, you know, and I don't really do much work. I'm just, everyone else does all the work for me, basically. So yeah, not too bad.
That's how you got to do it, though, right, when you're in charge?
Yeah.
Have you looked at financing anywhere else, other than with OnStar, or no?
Well, I mean, it's just I'm just returning a missed call, but I'm probably going to do some shopping, you know.
Okay.
I want to settle with one place.
Right. Well, I know you have that deadline coming up with them, too, pretty soon in 2 weeks. So, yeah, the other thing with us, we have a very fast turnaround. We do a 24-hour approval and then 48 funding on top of that. So, with that, too, it's just a one-page app. So, if you got that filled out to me and maybe even back to me by the end of the day, I'd probably be able to get you an answer by tomorrow, and then we could go ahead and fund you next week and get you taken care of before that deadline comes up.
Okay. How long is the approval good for?
I think it's good for the month, so I think that's going to run up at the end of July.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I got some time to think about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I have that deadline coming up, too, so probably want to get on that pretty
soon.
Okay, how long are our approvals good for?
Okay. Sorry. Okay, anyways.
What's a good email for me to send the app over to?
Oh, it's Amy at amysmachineshop.com.
Okay, and then how serious were you about this, too? Do you think you could get it back to me pretty soon, or you want me to check back in tomorrow, maybe Monday, or?
Oh, it's a holiday, so probably Wednesday or something like that.
Okay, I can, you know, give you a call back then and, mm-hmm. you know, see how everything's going with that. But, yeah, in the meantime, if you have any questions with that, you can go ahead and give me a call or shoot me an email back. But as soon as we get off the phone, I'll go ahead and shoot an email over to you.
Okay. Have you worked with other machine shops?
Actually, equipment financing is our bread and butter, so we work, you know, very frequently with machine shops.
Okay. Well, I saw some bad things about you guys online.
Oh, yeah?
Is that true?
No, they're not, but I mean, where'd you see them at, and what did you see?
Well, there's this thing called a rip-off report, so you guys are in a real bank. Are you guys FDIC insured?
We are, but did you look at the Better Business Bureau too? We actually have an A+ rating with them, and they're, you know, one of the most accredited, you know, companies that there is.
Okay.
As well,
yeah,
as that.
Yeah, I can look at that too. But wait, sorry, did you say are you FDIC insured?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
And yeah, and then the other one we have is Google+ too. We have a 5-star rating with them for customer reviews, and that one's a real time, you know, reviews that you can't really beat your way around. So yeah, I can go ahead and attach those in the email if you want to. You can check out, you know, a little more info on us. But yeah, definitely,
okay.
We have a lot of good reviews. But
okay, how long have you guys been there?
We've been in business for 12 years, so
okay,
I know we're growing right now.
How long have you
worked there? Me
personally? Yeah.
This is going on my second year working here. I'm, you know, still in the training program, but...
Oh, wow, that's a long training.
Yeah, it's just sort of, we've been in an expansion program, and, you know, we got a lot of new employees coming on, and, you know, a lot of work that's evened out, so we're getting to start to be a big company and, you know, really booming right now. But, yeah, if you want to check out those reviews, we're, you know, definitely one of the best banks around. We have one of the most competitive rates, and, you know, our approval amounts and the percentage is larger than, you know, almost all nationwide banks, so, you know, definitely.
Well, how many CNCs have you financed?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
If we finance this one, this would be, I think this is my 7th or 8th one. So, you know, we have quite a lot of success with CNC shops. I know I just had one earlier this week up in Carlsbad. So I see you guys are pretty local too. You guys are down in Chula Vista, right?
Yeah, something like that. Good tacos here. But so from your experience, since you've done so many, you know, machine shops and CNCs and stuff like that, you know, what type of interest rate have you seen? What's the, you know, I have great credit. I have 800, you know, my sales are pretty good. You know, what type of interest rate have you seen?
It really depends. It depends on, you know, a variety of things. I know your credit sounds good. When was the last time you checked that, too? 800 is pretty high.
Well, I just refied something yesterday, so I checked it yesterday.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, that's, you know, very good credit. So we have, you know, programs that work with credit scores A to D. So, you know, you definitely fit in one of the better credit programs for us. I know your sales weren't too bad. I know they're a little down this year, but that should be all right. And then the other thing is time and business. I know you guys are kind of newer, but that shouldn't be a problem with the equipment. How we do it, though, is we approve you for the largest amount and the longest, so then you go ahead and work backwards and, you know, kind of pick and choose what would work best for you guys. So if you wanted, you know, say that, 120 for that, you know, CNC machine, and you wanted to, you know, do a longer deal, that probably would be, you know, you'd be paying more in the end. If you wanted to do that 120 and have it be a shorter term, then, you know, it's probably going to be you know, less payment. But with the equipment, we're typically 2 to 5 year terms, you know, like a typical car loan. So
okay, so, I mean, what's the lowest, though? Like, you know,
the lowest rate?
Interest percent, yeah.
Percent, I'd say probably about, you know, 8-ish.
8? Around there. That's expensive.
Yeah, it's just because the, you know, we worked with a few, but typically the CNC shops that we have worked with recently, they also were using them to refi some of their loans. So, you know, they had a lot of debt already out.
That's crazy.
So
I can get, like, my last CNC I got through my bank, Wells Fargo, it was only 4%. You're telling me you're twice as expensive?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, you bank with Wells Fargo, though, right? Do you have, like, a line of credit with them, too, or?
Yeah, that's what the. Okay, I'll just talk to you later.